Who are you? No, really, who are you? Are your actions matching your words?
Welcome to the Behind the Billboard podcast, a living, breathing, interactive conversation about getting better as a leader, a team, and as a person. We believe that success is all about people, and we're on a mission to help you grow. Here's your host, Chris Lindahl.
Hey, it's Chris Lindahl, and welcome back to Behind the Billboard. I want to cover something completely different that I think is so critical in your success as a business leader, the core values. Who are you at your core? Who is your organization at their core? You know, I look back to when we first started our organization and I'm like most people, and I went on Google and I copied down someone else's core values. We posted them on the wall. We had them on plaques and no one lived them, including myself. We said them, no one could remember them, you know, and I look back at those days and I really didn't know who I was as a person, but also as a leader. And so as you're looking to grow your organization and grow yourself as a business leader, do you know exactly who you are? Because when you find out exactly who you are, it's going to eliminate burnout. You're going to get very clear on why you wake up every morning and why you go to work and why you lead and inspire others. It makes everything better. So I challenge all of you to go deep, really deep, and figure out who you are at the core. What does your business stand for? And when you do those things, you'll start to attract the same type of people that stand for the same things you do. I mean, these are your values and you don't want to sacrifice them for anything. Like, this is what you live by. And I said at the beginning, it's not the words, it's the actions. If you stand in front of your organization and you tell people that's what you stand for, but then your actions are something different, well, they're not going to follow along. So let's make sure that at the core, you know exactly who you are, you can answer it, and you can live it. It's going to make such a big difference in your life, not only personally, but professionally, if you get hyper-focused on who you are at the foundation. You know, I look back to when I was starting my organization, I was very unclear of who I was personally and also what our organization stood for. We really didn't know. And what's interesting is I look at the evolution of our organization as it changes. You know, it's so interesting how what we started with, it becomes almost a working document or working values. And as you evolve, they turn into something completely different over time. And so don't feel this pressure that you are, you know, inventing core values today and that's what you have to live by forever. Some are going to rise up and some maybe aren't going to fit you. It doesn't make it right or wrong, but your organization is going to start to grow and take a life of its own. And when you start to attract the same type of people for what you stand for and your core values, your culture gets stronger. Your culture gets way better and it starts to take a life of its own. When you're attracting people that stand for the same things that you do, it's fascinating how much better everything gets. We attract people that believe in being generous. And our number one core value at Chris Lindahl Real Estate is to be generous. And it's to give back our time, treasures, and talents. And those can be different things for different people, but that's what we live by. And that one really was a list of seven others that we had. Be Generous has taken a life of its own. And it really is just like doing the right thing and giving back. And we have a unique opportunity in our organization. We've been extremely successful. We've had a lot of success. And now it's time to give back our time, treasures, and talents. And they're different things for different reasons. But we're so focused on that now. And everyone in our organization is focused on that. And we live by it. I don't just stand in front of our organization and say, hey, today we're going to be generous. I actually show up and show them that I'm going to be generous. And I live by it every single thing that I do at all times. Remember, as business leaders, and quite honestly, anyone in this society today, is we're always on stage. People are always watching, whether we're successful, whether we're up and coming, whatever it is, people are watching. And we don't know when we can truly make that impact, right? So someone might be having a rough day, a rough month, a rough year. Personal things might have shown up in their life, maybe even professional things. But when we can show up and make a difference, and for us, it's being generous and giving back, we don't know how we're going to change people's lives, because we have done this for multiple years now of really, truly living by our core value, hiring to our core value in the messages, in the emails, in the phone calls that I personally get for other people in our organization, the things that they're doing in the community, at home, with their friends, with their family, with their clients. And you know what the beautiful thing is? They didn't know anyone was watching. They had no idea that someone was watching that act of kindness or their choice to volunteer or whatever that may be for them. I love the stories that I get. And it's so fascinating how much growth you can have in an organization when you're really clear at the foundation. Like, you have to get down to the core. Like, what do you stand for? And you have to live it. And people have to see it and they have to feel it. Because you can't talk about good culture. You feel it. You feel good culture. You feel the core values. You feel what is going on in an organization when things are clicking on all levels. So whatever point of business you're in, what, you know, personally, professionally, whatever that mindset is, I want you to take some time and dig really, really deep and figure out who you are at the core. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing what you're doing? I promise you it'll make a huge difference. The first time I came up with our true set of core values, it took me 6 months. 6 months of defining, what do we stand for? What do I stand for? What type of people do I want in this organization? And like I said, over time, some have taken a life of their own and some have kind of not fit where we are today. But then we also hire to our core values. We make sure that people are a culture fit and they match our core values before anything else, period. That's what matters the most. So as you grow your business and you grow yourself as a leader and as a person, I challenge you to find out what are you at the core? I promise you, once you do that exercise, you will have a breakthrough. Thanks for tuning in, and I look forward to connecting with you next time.
If you love this episode, give us a great review, subscribe, and share us socially so we can spread the word and build a community of difference makers. And if there's a leader who inspires you, send your suggestions for future guests to Chris's team at behindthebillboard.com so we can get better.